This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 373 and a quarter, up 10. March corn, 386 and a quarter, up 10 and a quarter. May corn, 395, up 10. January soybeans, 1020 and a half, up 15 and three quarters. March soybeans, 1028, up 16. May soybeans, 1034 and a half, up 16 and a quarter. December wheat, 547 and a quarter, up 9 and a half. March wheat, 552 and a half, up 11 and a half. May wheat, 559 and a quarter, up 12. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Thursday afternoon. The USDA's export news furnished a prompt to grain values today. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 7 to 10 cents at 335 to 365. Soybean bids 15 to 16 higher at 975 to 996. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 to 12 cents at 332 to 360. Soybean bids were 12 to 15 higher at 985 to 1019. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 10 to 14 cents stronger at 326 to 363. Soybean bids 15 to 16 cents higher at 979 to 1028. And the wheat bids up 9 to 12 cents at 458 to 502. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 16 to 18 higher at 1011 to 1031. Basis steady to 2 cents higher, range from 10 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 405.80 to 425.80. That's up 40 cents per ton, with basis unchanged, range from 35 to 55 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 10 cents higher at 365 to 381, with basis steady, range from 8 under to 8 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 14 cents stronger at 359 to 365, with basis up 4 cents, range from 14 to 8 under December. Soybeans gained 22 to 29 cents at 1021 to 1034, with basis up 6 to 13 cents, range from option to 13 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 14 to 15 higher at 388 to 389. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 17 to 19 cents, with quotations at 1056 to 1057. Soft red winter wheat sharply higher on Thursday, ranging from 522 to 548, and the Milo up a dime at 418 to 419. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 341 to 362. January soybean bids at 978 to 1012. In central Illinois, January corn bids at 347 to 368. January soybean bids at 996 to 1022. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, January corn bids range from 350 up to 371. January soybean bids at 1005 to 1029. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 502 up to 535. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 170.25, down 57 cents. February live cattle, 171.82, down 47 cents. April live cattle, 170.30, up 10 cents. November feeder cattle, 240.42, down 12 cents. January feeder cattle, 235.57, down $1.52. March feeder cattle, 233.72, down $1.60. December lean hogs, 90.77, down $1. February lean hogs, 90.90, down 75 cents. April lean hogs, 92.75, down 85 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 20th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.10 lower in the range of $76 to $87.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $84.54. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 62 to 69. 4 to 5 weights, 66 to 73. 5 to 6 weights, 67 to 76. And 6 weights and up, 68 to 78. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $57 to $62. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,859 head. And now the report from the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 915 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 165.25 to 173. Choice slaughter heifers, 165.75 to 172. Onto the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 272 to 331. The five weights were 275 to 291. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 190 to 288. Five weights were 270 to 284. They also had some feeder bulls, medium and large ones. Four weights were 260. To 278, and five weights were 250 to 260. Now moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 748 head. Choice slaughter steers, 165 to 170. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 154 to 155. Choice slaughter heifers, 164 to 170. And then moving on to their feeder steers, medium and large ones, five weights were 239 to 251, and some seven weights at 210 to 235. Holstein feeders, four weights were 201 to 210, and they had some eight weights that brought 150, 150. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 251 to 271, and five weights were 221 to 267. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 353 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 93.62, and that was 98 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, 255.39, that was 60 cents higher, with select carcasses at 242.99. That was 94 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 113,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was 430,000 compared to 432,000 last week and 436,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.63. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.66. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.63. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.57. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.15. December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.16. November beans delivered to Scottville, $10.15. December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.16. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.12. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.63. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.15, and wheat at Scottville is $5.12. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge, know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your field, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
For today, partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. High temperatures today in the mid-30s with southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain and rising temperatures. For tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies, again a chance of showers, highs in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, cloudy skies and colder, with a chance of rain or snow by Tuesday. Low temperatures falling to the upper 20s, high temperatures falling to the upper 30s. Right now at the Weather Center, light east winds, the barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies, 17 degrees on this Friday morning. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show.
If you're looking for floral products, DD's will have wind and willow product samples available at the open house Saturday, November 22nd from 9 till 2. Enjoy refreshments, browse their large selection of holiday floral items, gifts, home decor, and much, much more. You can also order grave blankets, cemetery flowers, and pillows. And don't forget to register for door prizes, no purchase necessary. Visit the open house at DD's Designs in downtown Gillespie on Saturday, November 22nd from 9 till 2.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you, and by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, I'm Joe Huebner, CHS Field Point Specialist at CHS and Shipman. The R4 strategy is putting the right product in the right place at the right time and at the right rate. With our new Yield Point program, our team at CHS and Shipman can do exactly that. By utilizing the data that you collect, we can make customized variable rate NPK and CD maps utilizing the R4 strategy. Let the Yield Point Specialist at CHS and Shipman show you the true potential of your field. Call me, Joe Huebner, at CHS and Shipman today.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
It's not unusual for a large difference to exist between USDA and FSA acreage data early in the reporting season. It starts in August for the Farm Service Agency, but the gap is usually closed in early October. This year, the difference still remains. The two agencies are 5 million acres apart for corn. FSA will update its figures December 15th and again in January after it has gathered completed reporting by farmers. NASS will release the final estimate of planted acres in the annual crop production report on January 12th. That estimate will reflect data from the large December agricultural survey, as well as other administrative data, primarily FSA planted acreage estimates, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good, and that there are more important ratios currently out of historical context.
Since NASS uses FSA planted acreage reports as input to its final acreage estimates, the differences between final estimates from the two agencies have historically been relatively constant and much smaller than the current difference of 5 million acres. In November, FSA indicated that producers have reported planted acres of soybeans of only 81.392 million acres, about 2.8 million acres less than the NASS estimate. Like corn, the differences between final estimates from the two agencies have historically been relatively constant and much smaller than the current difference of 2.8 million.
From 2007 to 2013, the final difference between the two acreage reports averaged about 1.3 million acres for soybeans. These differences will narrow with the December and January reports from the two agencies, says Daryl Good. However, this will have important price implications for corn and soybeans. Last year, for example, most of the narrowing in the corn estimates was the result of NASS lowering its acreage figure. For soybeans, the narrowing was a result of almost equal changes from NASS and FSA. The FSA estimate increased and NASS estimates decreased.
While many have suggested that higher corn futures prices in October reflected the delayed harvest, the increase was likely more the result of the market's anticipation that the NASS estimate of harvested acreage would ultimately decline. After all, a delayed harvest doesn't alter the crop size and should have impacted the basis, not the price level. The expectation of less corn acreage was confirmed in the October crop production report. The November FSA report suggests that further declines are likely. In contrast, a small change in either direction seems more likely for soybeans.
Again, to paraphrase Daryl Good, he thinks the corn market is already reflecting a decrease in the official NASS planted acreage figure. That happened in October when the corn rallied in Chicago. The caveat here being that it may not yet fully reflect the corn acreage reduction. The soybean figure seems to Daryl Good to be closer to on target with an equal chance of a small change in either direction. Over 750 people attended the 76th annual National Ag Bankers Conference last week in Omaha, one of the largest attendances in over 25 years. John Blanchfield is the Senior Vice President and Director of Center for Ag and Rural Banking at the American Bankers Association. He thinks the high attendance was because ag bankers are trying to gain some understanding about the current farm financial situation.
The ag economy is cooling off. Does that mean we're going to slide right off the edge of a cliff? No, it does not mean that. I mean, American agriculture has enjoyed 10 of the best years possibly in the history of American agriculture, and now things are slowing down. And actually, if you're in livestock, things look great. So it is a cloudy forecast. Generally, it's agreed that prices for corn and beans and wheat will be lower. And that's sobering. And yet, I know the bankers are prepared to step in and help where they can. If you think that your farm is not going to do well this year, you know, the earlier you talk to your banker, the better. And that's something I really want to let people know.
That's Center for Ag and Rural Banking Senior Vice President and Director John Blanchfield. The University of Illinois Extension Office in Taylorville will be hosting a Beef Cow-Calf Field Day and Research Project Update on Tuesday, December 9th at 10 a.m. The office field day will highlight the latest on beef cattle grazing systems in place from the U of I Dudley Smith Farm near Pena and in research trials around the Midwest. It will include updates on local and regional livestock nutrition and grazing projects, along with livestock feeding issues and how to plan for opportunities in 2015. Speakers will include Professor Dan Shike of the College of Aces at the University of Illinois. He'll be talking about supplementation study on grazing cattle and grazing effects on soil characteristics and subsequent crop yield. Ed Ballard, a retired Extension Animal Systems educator, will be talking about frost seeding in Illinois. Travis Mateer, an Extension educator, will be looking at least cost winter cow rations in Illinois. And Gary Letterly, environmental stewardship educator, we'll be speaking on corn stover harvest concepts. Again, the program will begin at 10 a.m. on December 9th at the U of I Extension Christian County Auditorium in Taylorville. Pre-registration is appreciated by Friday, December 5th. To get more information or to register for the event, you can contact Gary Letterly at the Taylorville Extension Office at 217-287-7246 or email Letterly at illinois.edu. Participants can also register online at web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.